this rebbe said a kiddushin,
and at under the chuppah, the person who was handing him the kos yayin dropped the kos. So everybody got panicked. You know, who knows what it means? Terrible simon. So Briskerov, without missing a beat, very calmly said, "It's a simon. The kiddushin goes to happen a minute later." So, you know, simon tov. I want to talk today about samach lechafifa tefillah, and specifically about when a chafifa should be done, and come back around Mirtz Hashem next time to the dini chafifa in terms of what exactly chafifa means. For now, you know the Gemara Kamadah Pei Beis. One of the 10 takonos that Ezra made was she'isha chofefes v'tovelas. So a woman has to do chafifa and tefillah. The Gemara asks, isn't that del reis? The Gemara says, me del reis, and even ba'alm is enough. Just to look and check herself is enough. But Ezra was misake in that looking is not enough, but it requires a chafifa, which Rashi in the Gemara Kamadah translates as srikas sara, but it's clear from the sugya in Nida that it means a washing, at least with water. And we'll see what else might be included, where, you know, what body parts require chafifa. But whatever the chafifa is, so there is a need, at least it seems to be masmich, the chafifa to tefillah. And it's mistaver like that, because the chafifa is meant to avoid any chatzitzos. And obviously, if a woman does chafifa today and goes to mikvah next month, so maya hanilan ha-chafifa, because she's been involved in all sorts of things. So obviously the narrower the gap between the chafifa and the tefillah, the less likely there is for something to come and be chotzeit. And obviously ideal is when there's no gap bichlal, it's straight from chafifa to tefillah, and there's no possible concern. The other advantage is the bidyevin, which we will come to afterwards as well, which is what happens, and this is a very common shiloh, a woman finds a dover that's chotzeit after the fact. And now the question becomes, was it there before, was it there after? So if she was masmi chafifa tefillah, then you can assume that it came afterwards. If she wasn't, then you have to be concerned it came before. But the Gemara here in Nidadav Samach Zayin on the base, this is the sugi that we were doing last time, in terms of the Srach Bita concerns and the concerns of Shema Tira Vatistor, the Gemara goes on there. The Gemara says like this, Omer of Huna, Isha chofefes be'echad b'Shabbos, tovelos b'shlishi b'Shabbos. Rav Huna gives us a broad range. A woman can do chafifa on Sunday, go to mikvah on Tuesday. Why? She can't isha chofefes be'erev Shabbos, velos motzei Shabbos. Because I'll tell you why. A woman goes to, does chafifa on Friday, does tefillah motzei Shabbos. So what's the difference if she does it Friday for Motzei Shabbos or she does it on Sunday for Monday night? Same thing, right? Isha chofefes be'epa Shabbos, betevelos b'revi'i Shabbos. Not only that, she can do chafifa on Sunday, go to mikvah on Wednesday, meaning Tuesday night. Why? She can isha chofefes be'epa Shabbos, betevelos Motzei Yom Tov shechal erzachar Shabbos. Because what happens if Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbos Sunday? She can't do chafifa on Shabbos, she can't do chafifa on Sunday, no problem. Do chafifa erev Shabbos. Go to mikvah on Sunday night. Isha chofefes be'echad b'Shabbos, tovelos b'chamishi b'Shabbos. Not only that, woman can do chafifa on Sunday, go to mikvah already Wednesday night. That's a huge chiddush, right? She can do chafifa on Sunday, go to mikvah Wednesday night. Why? She can't isha chofefes be'erev Shabbos, tovelos b'chamishi b'Shabbos, tovelos b'chamishi b'Shabbos, tovelos b'chamishi b'Shabbos. Because what happens when Rosh Hashanah falls Thursday, Friday? So, Shana falls Thursday, Friday. She's doing her chafifa on Wednesday. Not going to be for Motzei Shabbos. Fine. So that's, it's a given. Now the Shach points out, which we'll come back around to afterwards, that from the Gemara is Mashma to Dover Pasha, that the minig is that when Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbos, woman does Chafifa Friday for the mikvah Sunday night. When Yom Tov falls Thursday, Friday, so the woman does Chafifa on Wednesday for mikvah on Motzei Shabbos. Rav Chista Amar, Kulu Amrinon, Shekein Lo Amrinon. Rav Chista says, I'll tell you what, you're right, Be'etzem, that of course, if the woman can't do anything else, so she's got to go to mikvah Motzei Shabbos, chafifa Erev Shabbos, got to mikvah Motzei Yom Tov on Sunday night, do chafifa Erev Shabbos 2 days before, got to go to mikvah on Motzei Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah 2 days, okay, Thursday, Friday, to do chafifa on Wednesday. That's nothing you can do about it. But Heicha de'efshar, Right? Says, but that's only where there's no other possibility. But where she has the possibility, then not easy enough. So Rav Yemar offers us a psak that is a very simple one, but a difficult one, right? Rav Yemar says, we say chakain also, meaning we're done, efshar, mishi efshar, but there's only one difference. I would tell you, if a woman has to go to Mikvah on Shabbos, do Chavivah Friday. A woman has to go to Mikvah on Sunday night after Yom Tov, do Chavivah Friday, Sunday night after Yom Tov, no problem. Woman has to go to mikvah on Motzei Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah. In that case, she should not do chafifa on Wednesday, because she can do it on Motzei Shabbos, right? Derech Chaveves Belayla, Tzveves Belayla, she can do chafifa on Motzei Shabbos and go to mikvah Motzei Shabbos. So I said Rav Yemar is very simple, but he's not, because Rav Yemar raises two major questions. Number one is obviously, if it's she's able to be tovel, to be chofev as Motzei Shabbos and tovel as Motzei Shabbos, so then why doesn't she do that if she has to go to mikvah regular Motzei Shabbos? Why doesn't she do that if she has to go to mikvah on a Motzei Yom Tov that comes in after Shabbos? Right? Once you he says, I'll tell you what, you don't have her do chafifa on Wednesday for Motzei Shabbos because she can do chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. So then always do chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. Elamai, there's some reason that he would not have her do chafifa on Matzah Shabbos. Fine. But then there's, but, you know, you got to draw the line somewhere. Right? So where does he draw the line? Not one day, not 2 days, but 3 days. A 3 day gap between chafifa and tefillah is where he draws the line. Why? What happens between 2 days in between and 3 days in between to draw that line? That Rav Yemar says, okay, that we go there. Now, the Gemara gives the bottom line, psak halacha. Dorish Reimar, hilchasok Rav Chisda, ukin vitoretz Rav Yemar. Okay? The halacha is like Rav Chisda as Rav Yemar was mitaretz it, which means that we in fact say that, well, what do we say, right? That's going to be a big question. But Rav Chisda, who says, Kul Amrinan, Shekein L'Amrinan, Rav Yemar says, we don't allow the tefillah on an Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's a Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah. So it sounds like the Gemara's bottom line is the following. Of course, if it's Efshar, we're not going to have a woman do her Chafifa in advance. We're not going to have a Sunday for a Tuesday or a Wednesday. That we're not going to do. But when it's low efshir, we're going to have her do a chafifa and tefillah, chafifa Friday, tefillah Matzei Shabbos, chafifa Friday, tefillah Sunday night, but not chafifa Wednesday, tefillah Matzei Shabbos, that we're not going to do. So whatever that distinction is, it sounds like it holds the halacha. That's the bottom line. Okay. That's step one in the Gemara. So if you file it away right now, so the beauty of this sugya for Daf Yomi is that this sugya is on Samach Zayin and Mabez. Because the day everybody forgets, so you don't have to worry about steering the psalkim. It's wonderful, it's good. Follow that psak halacha. It gives a bottom line psak halacha. Bottom line psak halacha seems to be very clear. Yom Tov Friday, I'm sorry, first, Tefillah Matzei Shabbos, Chavifah Friday. Tefillah Sunday night, Matzei Yom Tov, Chavifah on Friday. Okay, 2 days Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos, then we're not going to do a Chavifah on Erev, we'll do Chavifah Matzei. Now the Gemara raises the question, which sounds like it should have been asked beforehand. Can you do chafif at night and tefillah at night? Rav Yemar just said you can. Right? Rav Yemar just said you can. So, my Zutra also, Rav Chinyan Misura Shari. Zutra says no. Chinyan Misura says mutter. Okay? Now, what's the concern? Why not? Meaning, especially, like I told you before, if our ikker goal is to be masd mechafifa to tefillah, lest there be a concern of chatzitz in between, so then it shouldn't be isha Mao shetachov b'layla v'titpo b'layla. It should be isha ma shetachov b'yom v'titpo b'layla. Should be a no-brainer. So Rashi says, I'll tell you what the concern is. Mi amrinan mitoch shema maheres l'tfilosa lo chayfa shapir. Right? And Rashi is going to repeat the same concern on the next Amud. The concern is when a woman has the ability to go to mikveh right now, and all that's standing between her and the mikveh is the time spent on the chafifa, so she's going to spend as little time as possible. She's going to rush through it. But if she knows that she can't go tonight anyway, go tonight anyway. Wow, it's pretty impressive. I hope those weren't in order. She can't. If she knows she can't go till tonight anyway, because of the fact that obviously she can't, like we had before, woman's not allowed to go to mikveh by day. So if she does her chafifa by day, she's in really good shape. In that case, she's no problem. She's able to go to do the chafifa. There's no concern of her rushing. She's in good shape. Now, that explains, at least in part, Rav Yehmar's position, right? Rav Yehmar says, so yes, it's efshar. It's possible for her to go and do chafifa at night and go to mikveh at night, but it's not ideal. It's not ideal. So now, you've got competing considerations, right? You've got competing considerations. On the one hand, you're concerned of somuch l'chafifa tefila. On the other hand, you're concerned of mehumah l'beisa and her rushing in order to get done. So Rav Yehmar seems to be saying, okay, so I have to balance those considerations. How much do I balance them? I balance the considerations, I say that in general, we're going to be more concerned about the maharis l'beisa than about the somuch l'chafifa tefila. Unless it's really far away. Like if it's far enough away, how far away? So a 3-day gap between the chafif and the tefillah, that's too far away already. In that case, now the pendulum swings and it shifts to a greater concern about the gap between the chafif and the tefillah over the maharis lebesa. That would be the balancing decision here. Now, the Gemara tells a story. Amalei Rav Ad del Rav Chinan Misura. Lav hachi hava uv de bidvisu da abba mori resh galusa. The ikut, so Rav Chanina Misura said, I'm sorry, Rav Adda said, Rav Chanina Misura rather, there was a story, right, with the wife of abba mori resh galusa, that the ikut, they got into a fight, and she refused to go to mikveh, right? Also, Nachmietzel went to go and mollify her. So, from Relay, ma ise hashta tiski, right? Come, you know, leave now, come back tomorrow. What did she mean? So the Gemara says, the other Mike Amrle, he knew what she meant. She meant to say, oh, it's too late, I didn't do chafifa. I mean, she didn't do chafifa by day. I didn't, so now you want me to go to mikvah. I didn't do my chafifa, I'm stuck. So his response, Omar, duti chasart, tashtike chasart, avdi chasart, right? Well, you're lacking cauldrons to boil up water, you're lacking avodim to bring water, you're lacking chairs, benches to sit on to do the chafifa, do it right now. Okay, so from there it sounds very much like Rav Nachman Yitzchok's conclusion is that even though the woman should have done chafifa by day, and even though she thought that she couldn't do it, no, she can do so, okay, no problem at all, right? So far, we've established from the sugya before, is that, and this sugya as well, is that chafifa is best by day. We ideally want chafifa by day. However, if it's a shas hadchak, woman to chafifa at night. What would shas hadchak be? One of two things. Either, as we said before, there's a long gap between chafifa and tefillah, or she, for one reason, didn't do the chafifa. And from the Gemara, it sounds like we're not going to concert, we're not going to knas her, even though she could have done so. But even if she had, out of spite or anger, not gone the chafifa, do it at night. So it sounds like it's l'chatchila in advance, but b'shas hadchak, she could do it by night. Dorash Rava. Now, Rava taught. Isha chofeves be'erev Shabbos v'tvelas motzei Shabbos. Which, to us, is davar pashut. This is what we've been saying all along. Do chafifa Friday, go to mikveh motzei Shabbos. Omer le'er of Papa l'Rava. Papa said to Rava, hashalch Ravin b'igarte, Isha l'tavar Shabbos v'tvelas Shabbos. Right, Ravin sent a letter, said no. Right, a woman can't do chafifa erev Shabbos and go to mikveh motzei Shabbos. V'tamalatz mechol, You should absolutely be matmiya. How could it be? Hey, chofeves biyom tzvelos b'layla. How could a woman do chafifa by day and go to mikvah by night? Habein and take it for chafifa tefila, b'leka. So he seems to be saying here, forget about Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, even on one the same day. How could a woman do chafifa in the afternoon on the day and then go to mikvah at night? You need a take of the chafifa tefila. So Rava, who was never embarrassed to do this, Hodar Uki Rava Morale Vidarash, Dvarm Shemait of Nechem, Toas Hein Biyadi. Rava, many times in Shas, will say that. Right? You can't do it today, but Rava could do it. Uki Rava Morale, Dvarm Shemait of Nechem, Toas Hein Biyadi. I made a mistake. Ram Kach Omer Mishmeid of Yochanan, this quoting Rava's letter named Rav Yochanan, Ishalo Talko Be'er Shabbos, what's a Shabbos? Okay, so if I ask you, Ravin, Rav Yochanan, versus Rav Yema, Rav Chista above, right? In other words, Rav Yema, Rav Chista above, so the question was, do we say Shekain, do we apply this Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, or not, right? So Rav and Rav Chista above, but they're in agreement that a woman goes to mikvah Motzei Shabbos, she does chafifa on Friday. A woman goes to mikvah Sunday night, she does chafifa on Friday before, meaning Sunday night after Yom Tov, because of the fact that we wanted chafifa by day. Why? Like Rashi explained, we're worried about Meharis Labesa. Okay, Ravin, Rav Yochanan, a woman can't go to do chafifa on Erev Shabbos and go to mikvah Matzeh Shabbos, v'tamal atzvicha, and bichlal, how could a woman go to mikvah on any night, having done chavivah by day? You need some of chavivah tefillah. So, can you reconcile these two? It sounds like they're totally at odds. Okay, machlokas, fine. The machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Yemar, on the one hand, and on the other hand, Rava's conclusion, based on Rava, based on Rav Yochanan. Good. Now, the Gemara above paskin the halacha, like Rav Yemar's qualification Rav Chista, which means that, again, a Motzei Shabbos tefila, Friday chafifa. Sunday night, Yom Tov tefila, after Yom Tov tefila, Friday chafifa. Good. Now, what's the psak in the Gemara here? Says the Gemara, v'hilchasa, isha chofefes b'yom tzvelos b'layla. A woman does chafifa by day, goes to mikvah by night. The hilchasa isha lo tochav ela b'layla. Halacha is a woman should not do chavifah except by night. So, stop. The bottom line psak halacha, this Gemara is not a bottom psak halacha. It's mamish 180 degrees. Well, I mean, I don't know what the mikvah's temperature is, but let's assume that's a different shiur, right? But they're total opposites. The halacha is she does chavifah by day, goes to mikvah by night. The halacha is she should go to do chavifah by night and go to mikvah by night lo tochav ela b'layla. Says the Gemara, Lokasha, Hadefshar, Hadalefshar. It depends if it's possible or not. Great. What's possible or not? And what's depends, right? Depends if it's possible or not. So Rashi, Hadefshar Lochav Biyom Chavefes Biyom. If she could do Chafifa by day, she does Chafifa by day. Hadal Efshar, Lochov, right? She can't, Kigon, so the Gears in Rashi is very key. Because the Gears in Rashi, the Bach is Magi in Rashi, and he says, Kigon, Motzei Shabbos V'yomtov, Lotochov Ela B'layla. Right? The Gears we have in Rashi is, Kigon Motzei Yomtov, Lotochov Ela B'layla. Rashi is Motzei Shabbos V'yomtov, Lotochov Ela B'layla. So, from the Bach's Gears and Rashi, it sounds like Rashi is saying that the Gemara's conclusion is the following. Motzei Shabbos, Tfilo, do Chafifa on Friday. Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov, you're going to do Tfilo on Sunday night, then do Chafifa on Sunday night. Right? Because then you want even though you prefer a Tekef le Chafifa Tfilo, and you can get it here, but you want to have a chafifa by day, but it's too big of a gap. So in Rashi's perspective, the way that we have the Girsa in Rashi and the Gemara here, the Bach's Girsa, the Gemara is not so far from the Psak above, right? Meaning the Psak of the Gemara before was like Rav Yemar in the name of Rav Chista, which is always do your Chafifa Erev the Shabbos, Erev the Yom Tov by day, with the exception of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, she goes to Mikvah Motzei Shabbos, then you'll do it on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because you have the possibility of doing Chafifa by night, even though it, you know, it's not ideal, but you have the possibility. The Sugyas HaGemara concludes here, which it's interesting why Rashi has to read it like that. Rashi can read it, it's identical, but the way Rashi seems to read it is that, okay, we're going to push it one step further. So this Sugyas HaGemara concludes that same thing basically, but it's only a one-day gap that will allow to have the Chafifa by day, or want the Chafifa by day, and the Mikvah the next night. But if it's a two-day gap, Friday, Chafifa, for a Sunday night tefillah, then we don't want it. Which, you know, if you're learning need to be Iyun, so you could spend your days, months, and years on this, why Rashi has the need to go and change the Gemara. In other words, you could just say, Hod Eshel Lefshar means exactly like what Yemir said above, this Efshar. So why it's different is its own question. But let's pause, let's just leave it at that for now, because in Rashi's perspective, Be'etzem, the two maskonos of the two sugyos are almost identical, right? In other words, the psak halacha hilchasa on Samach Zayin and Lebeis was hilchasa, that Be'etzem, a woman does chafifa by day, goes to mikvah by night, because we're worried about Meharis Lebeisa, except when it's not possible. What's not possible? 3 day gap. The psak of the Gemara here is okay, a woman does chafifa by day and goes to mikvah by night, except when it's not possible. What's not possible? A 2 day gap. Okay, so the gap between the two is 1 day, but pretty much the same thing. Tosfos, the Rosh, both cite the Shiltos de Rachoigo. Shiltos de Rachoigo says, Hod de Efshar, Hod de Efshar is just the opposite. What does that mean? That means that Hod Efshar means that if a woman can do Chafifa by night, of course you do Chafifa by night. That's best. Meaning, in the Shiltos de Rachai Gaon's perspective, the ideal is that a woman should do Chafifa by night because we want Tekef L'Chafifa Tefillah. That trumps everything. That trumps everything. That's the Iker. But if it's Lo Efshar, what will be Lo Efshar? Well, let's say she's got to go to mikvah Friday night. And Friday night, she can't do tekev l'chafifa tefillah. So in that case, what she should do is then she's chofefes b'yom. Chofefes b'yom. That's the Shiltos Rav Chai Gaon's take on the Gemara. Right? So in the Shiltos Rav Chai Gaon's take on the Gemara is offering that the ideal time for chafifa is by night, not by day. But if you're stuck, what can you do? Do chafifa by day and not by night. So, two things. Number one is between Rashi and the Shiltos de Rav Chai Gaon, you have Menachotze Lakotze. In other words, Rashi's Shita is that our ideal time for tefillah is on day, is daytime. And that the concern of Mehuma Lebeisa, Meharis Lebeisa, that's the overriding concern. Shiltos de Rav Chai Gaon's Shita is that the ideal time for Chafifa is by night. And by day isn't even good. As the Beis Yosef points out, even though the Torah says the Torah's Lashon is not so meduyuk, Rashi seems to be saying in the sugya before that it's best to do Chafifa by day, but you can also do it by night. Right? Yes, it's true by night, we don't want it l'chatchila because of the Mehun L'Beisa, but okay, we'll take it. The Shiltos de Rav Chai Gaon is saying no. He's saying that a Chafifa by day is no good, except in the case of Lashon, where you're stuck, then a chafifa by day will work. But otherwise, chafifa by day is not going to be good. That is the shita of the Shiltos de Rav Chai Gaon. So the Shach points out, which is a very strong, I think, diuk in the Shach points out that in Shiltos de Rav Chai Gaon, you really have to struggle to reconcile these two sugyas. Right? Meaning, in Rashi's perspective, so the psak of the Gemara here is almost identical. One could even say identical. If you read Rashi here to say it means after Rosh Hashanah, could be identical. But in the Shilas Rachoigo, the bottom line psak of the Gemara before and the bottom line psak of the Gemara here are polar opposites. Because the bottom line psak of the Gemara before, Rav Yema Rav Chista, was go to mikvah by day. Go to mikvah even Erev Shabbos when you have, I'm sorry, not go to mikvah. Let me correct that. Recording, erase that part. Do chafifa by day. Do chafifa by day, even Erev Shabbos, and you have to go to mikvah on Matzei Shabbos. Do chafifa by day, even on Erev Shabbos, and you have to go to mikvah on Matzei Yom Tov, that's Sunday night. But when you're absolutely stuck, and there's going to be a three-day gap, so then you do chafifa at night. And the conclusion of the sugi here is that, forget about Yom Tov and Shabbos mixed in. Stop. On a regular day, a woman should never do chafifa by day and go to mikveh at night because you're missing the teichel of the chafifa tefillah. And kol shekein, right? Kavachomer v'menoshel kavachomer. If you got a Friday to Matzei Shabbos, or you got a Thursday to Matzei Shabbos, or a Friday to a Sunday night,
can't you just extend the chafifa to make it the teichel of the chafifa tefillah?
So good. So this is where it comes in the rush, and the tour, and the Beis Yosef. And the Rosh says, so now I've got Shiltos Drabachai going, I've got Rashi Shita, right? If I ask Rashi, when should my wife do her Chafifa? Rashi would say, make sure she does it by day. After Shiltos Drabachai going, when she do it, he says, make sure she doesn't do it by day, right? So what do you do? Right? What do you do? How do you fix it? So Tosfos points out already, and the Rosh brings this down, that Drabachai going's whole concern is that if you don't have a take of the Chafifa Tefillah, so then you're going to end up with a possibility of chatzitza. But if the woman would be osekes in the chafifa the entire time, right? So then, in that case, you have no problem, right? She osekes in the chafifa the entire time. Even Rav Achoy Gaon is maskim that a chafifa that started by day but goes till the night, that's going to be a perfectly valid because the entire time she's busy trying to make sure she's clean and ensure that there is no chatzitza. And that's where it comes from in Shulchan Aruch here in Kuf Tzadi Tes. Shulchan Aruch brings down the Minig Noshim. V'aminig akasher, she'taschil lofov mibo yom, right? So start chafifa by day, v'el segis b'chafifa adje tekshach, and then deal with adje tekshach, v'oz titbo, and then she'll go to mikvah. V'chein min a kosher, she'av b'shechava tisa imam asrek at the Beis HaTfilah b'tisrok sham. Besides the chafifa, she did bring a comb to the Beis HaTfilah, comb out the hair there. It's a good min a kosher as well. Good. Ad kan the divrei Shulchan Aruch. So I want to just be ma'orer one mitzias question, and then go into the shach here, and then maybe come back to the mitzias question, which is this is a beautiful idea. Darn near impossible for any woman when she has children, right? Meaning, this is a wonderful idea for the first 9 months of marriage. Right? After that, okay, some marriages, it'll be 10, 15 months, you know, to a couple of years. But after that, hopefully, it's impossible. Meaning, min kosher, again, a husband could theoretically make himself available, but he'd rather find a heter than make himself able to watch the kids, right? So this min kosher that a woman has to do chafifa by from the late afternoon till the tefillah at night, really? Kids coming home from school, supper's got to get ready, right? House has got to be coming from work, or everything. It's darn near impossible. And the question becomes, how much is the chatchila and how much does the woman have to be ma'amid to try to do so? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down here as well the following. He says, "Chal tefilas of Motzei Shabbos shiv shluchu bo yom, tachov b'leil tefilas." If the tefila falls out Motzei Shabbos, where she came to chafifa from by day, she do chafifa instead on Motzei Shabbos. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is like the Shulchan Aruch of Rabbi Chayigon, not like Rashi's psak halacha, right? That right, she should do it on Motzei Shabbos. Now the Baragola cites it as Rashi's psak halacha, but that depends on your girsa in Rashi, not like the Bach, but that's a different cheshbon. Rambam, minu mikomo kamenu yafu shiteru zeke ber Shabbos min Shabbos talo tovizu disrug marah, brings down the tour. It's a nice minute. She should also do preparations by day, and then come and once again do her chafifa and tisrok ma'at by Motzei Shabbos. So from the Mechaber, from the Ramah, sounds like the following is true. We're trying to get both Rashi and Rabbi Choy going in, but when push comes to shove and you can't, the tekef l'chafifa tefillah is going to win out. And Ramah saying, okay, but you know what? Like, the Rav Chaim Milsa also do an extra one on Erev Shabbos. The Shach comes along, and the Shach says, I think the opposite is true. Shach says, I think the opposite is true. And he says, no. He says, we have two sugyos right here that give a bottom line psak halacha. And not only that, but the first sugya is not even giving a bottom line psak halacha. It's giving what people do. Meaning, the first sugya, Rav Chista's observation, or the Gemara's observation for Rav Chista, that a woman can, let's say, do chafifa on Sunday, go to mikvah on Monday night. Why? Because women do chafifa on Friday, go to mikvah Motzei Shabbos. That's not a psak. That's an observation of minhag. The psak was, do chafifa on Sunday, go to mikvah on Monday night. That was the psak. Based on what? Based on the minhag olam is that women do chafifa on Friday, go to mikvah Motzei Shabbos. Says the Shach, so you've got A, the Gemara before is telling you, this is what's done. They do chafifa on Erev Shabbos, go to mikvah Motzei Shabbos. They do chafifa on Erev Shabbos and go to mikvah on Sunday night after Yom. That's a given. So now you're going to tell me that after the Gemara gives you that minhag olam and gives you a psak halacha like Rav Chista as Rav Yemar qualifies him, that in fact you do go to mikvah on Friday, I'm sorry, you do chafifa on Friday, go to mikvah Motzei Shabbos. You do chafifa on Friday, you go to mikvah on Sunday night, right? Now you're going to tell me that the Gemara afterwards says, and by the way, you know that psak we gave you before? Just kidding, right? Just kidding. That was, you know, just testing to see how well you're paying attention. Did you come back for the next day's daf and get there at the first half of the daf, not the second half, right? So says the Shach, how do you reconcile that? He says, so in the Shilta Rav Chaim, you got to jump through hoops to try to figure out a way to reconcile these two sugyos. In Rashi, it's very simple. It's the same psak halacha in both. In Rashi's perspective, the same psak halacha and the same hanhaga and the same minig apply, and that is that no, that hod efsher, if it's possible to do your chafifa by day, whenever it's possible, meaning there's not going to be a gap of 3 days between, so then you go to mikvah, you do your chafifa rather by day, and go to mikvah at night. Lo efsher is like Rav Yemer said above, Rosh Hashanah falls Thursday, Friday, so then you do your chafifa Motzei Shabbos because of the fact that there's too far of a gap between the chafifa and the tefillah. That's the Shach. He says that even though the poskim don't write like this, it's a davar posh that the sugyos hashas is clearly like Rashi's perspective. 100% no doubt about it, like Rashi. The Shach will do this sometimes. We've seen the Shach do this before in Hilchos Nidah. The Shach will do this sometimes and say, okay, you know, the poskim, but I'm going to tell you sugyos hashas. And the sugyos hashas very much goes like Rashi. Then the Shach goes one step further. And he says, not only that, but I'm going to tell you, even though the Gemara's psak halacha, bottom line, was lo tochof ela balayla, meaning when it's lo efshar, she can only do chafifa by night, it doesn't really mean lo tochof ela balayla. It means don't rely only on the chafifa by day, but also do a chafifa balayla. Right? Don't rely only, lo tochof ela balayla means don't rely only on chafifa by day. Meaning, says the Shach, that even when you have a case of, let's say, Yom Tov is on Thursday, Friday, and the woman's got to go to mikvah Motzei Shabbos, where the first sugya, Rav Yemar, said, no, then chafifa's Motzei Shabbos. The second sugya said, lo efshar, chafifa's Motzei Shabbos. Nevertheless, says the Shach, what the Gemara means to say is chafifa is not limited to Erev Yom Tov, but it's also Motzei Shabbos. And he says it makes sense like that. Shelo tachlok. Otherwise, a woman gets confused, right? When do you do chafifa? By day, by night? I don't know when to do a chafifa. It's very simple. The woman does chafifa every time by day. It's a minute kosher. Do chafifa also by night. When, and this would be the Shach's very interesting ha'or on this, the Shach would say, unlike Mechaber Amo. Mechaber Amo is saying, do chafifa by night. Minik kosher also do it by day. The Shach is saying, no, do chafifa by day. Minik kosher also to do it by night, except if it's 2 days Yom to follow by Shabbos, or the one scenario this year of Shabbos followed by 2 days Yom Tov, right? So in that case, says the Shach, then the chafifa on Motzei Yom Tov would be not just a minik yafa, it would be an adid, be required. But the Shach's perspective is that a woman should always be doing the chafifa by day, and then again be chofefes lechatchila on the Motzei, Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tov. And I think the general anhaga is to pass near like the Shach, meaning that these shaylos come up all the time. For some, I would even say that there might be, for whatever reasons, a greater percentage of people going to mikvah in these scenarios than just regular times. All the time, the shaylos come up. Women have to go to mikvah. Motzei, you know, Tisha B'Av is on Sunday this year, right? So Tisha B'Av is on Sunday this year. Sunday night, the mikvah is going to be packed. Packed with women who have to go to mikvah, right? So for some of the women, their Leil Tefillah was Motzei Shabbos, but they couldn't, you know, they couldn't go. For some of the women, their Leil Tefillah is Sunday night, right? Good. When do you do a chafifa then? When do you do a chafifa? So there actually were posting Ramat the chafifa on Tisha B'Av. Women has to go to mikvah Motzei Tisha B'Av. They were posting Ramat to that. The Sidri Tara says no, but the part of Miros was Matir. But so we do it. So this is telling this machlokes. Right, in the position of the mechaber Ramah, so mechaber is lachuf, right? Tachuf b'leil tefillasa. Chafifa is done on Sunday night. Ramah, so minig yafa erev Shabbos also. B'shach says no. The ikur chafifa is erev Shabbos. She do her chafifa erev Shabbos. Then Sunday night again, she should be chofefes rather, and masrek as well. But in the Shach's perspective, that should be done. And even when Yom Tov falls Thursday, Friday, and I tell this to people all the time, if they ask, I say, you always do it. You know, again, it's always in need, like we saw from the Ramban, we started this whole thing in the beginning about Zera's Chumra Benos Yisrael, that the best way to do this is keep it even and simple. Always the same thing. Always the same thing. She does Chafifa on Erev, and then she does again on the Motzoi, but again, the Iker is the Erev. Now, what I haven't gotten back to, which I want to get back to Brit Hashem next time, is just standard day. Meaning, your standard Sunday through Thursday tefillah, where a woman can't really or often do the Chafifa Samachot tefillah. So what should she do, and how should she do it? And if you, I mean, obviously, if you're taking the Shach as the Iker, the Iker Chafifa is by day, Dafka, and not by night. So I want to get to Rabbeinu Tam Shita also, but later we'll come back to that next week.
So unless the Shabbos, what's the length? If we're going like the Shabbos, we're going
like the Shabbos. Very much going like the Shabbos.
What doesn't have to happen Friday, which is...